Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency Board of Directors for November 4th, 2020. And I would like to ask Director Kelly if he would mind leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance tonight. I would ask that all the rest of us silence our or mute our devices and listen to RJ recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And if you would, please rise.
I know it so well that I must have muted it.
Okay.
Everybody, hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the, oh, geez. Sorry, I'm in North Carolina, so it's 10 o'clock. And I'm getting old. Gary, have somebody else finish it.
To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And thank you, Director Kelly, for fighting for that.
Sorry, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you, RJ. All right, before we begin the meeting tonight, or the rest of the meeting, I'd like to make a few announcements. Make sure I'm not muted. Please mute all of your devices until you are ready to speak to avoid feedback, echoing, and background noise. Make sure you unmute when speaking and remute when you are done speaking. This meeting is being conducted in accordance with the authorizations and requirements contained in Governor Newsom's Executive Order N-29-20, signed on March 17, 2020. The Board of Directors will be calling on callers to identify themselves for ease in public comments. Please note that callers will be unmuted for public comment. Please be patient and give the board secretary time to unmute each of the callers. This will take just a few seconds. The public may comment on items covered on the agenda during item three, or may do so at the time each item is considered and will be limited to 3 minutes per comment. We'll use the following procedure for approving items and taking public comments. I will introduce each agenda item. I will ask for questions from the board members. I will then call for public comment. The board may then ask additional questions and discuss further if necessary, including public comments if desired. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call the roll call vote. Tonight, we will be going into closed session. The directors and staff were provided with a separate dial-in number for closed session. Members of the public and any staff not participating in closed session may stay on the current go-to meeting line. One announcement, and when the closed session has ended, the meeting will reopen in, on go-to meeting for closed session announcements and the remaining items on the agenda. Important reminder to the board, that this is a closed session. Please make sure that you are in a place where no one else in your household can hear the closed session discussion. Madam Secretary, will you now please call the roll for attendance?
As I say your name, please say present. Director Ford, are you present?
Present.
Director Atkins, are you present? Director Cooper, are you present?
Present.
Director Plambeck, are you present?
Yes, I'm here.
Director DePremio, are you present?
Present.
Director Kay Colley, are you present?
Present.
Director E. Colley, are you present? I think I have to unmute him. Hold on just a second before you say anything, Ed. Get back to you. There we go.
I'm here.
Director E. Colley, are you present? Thank you.
I'm here. April.
Director Mortensen, are you present? Thank you.
Present.
Director Kelly, are you present?
Mostly present.
Vice President Gutside, are you present?
Present.
Vice President Gladbeck, are you present?
Yes.
President Martin, are you present?
Present.
Thank you.
All right, before we move to item...
I'm present. Sorry.
Thank you, Director Atkins.
All right, very good. All right, we move on to item three, public comments, but let me say a few words before we go into public comments. In view of the fact that we may have members of the public who wish to comment on the Central Park signage subject, I would point out that we do have an item seven, which is a report from the ad hoc committee on the Central Park, on meetings regarding the Central Park signage. So if you would like to wait and give your public comment once you hear that report, you're more than welcome to do so. You're also welcome to make public comment at this time if you prefer. As in the previous meeting with regard to the Central Park public comment, we will allow a 4-minute period for public comments regarding the Central Park, and all other public comments we will keep to 3 minutes, as is our normal procedure. So with that, are there any members of the public who would like to make public comment at this time? Are there any members of the public in attendance who wish to make a comment at this time? Hearing none, we'll move to item four, approval of the agenda. I would entertain a motion for approval of the agenda.
So moved, Lynn Planbeck.
I'll do a motion.
Was that Director Planbeck?
Director Planbeck motion. Director seconded.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
Second, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Director DePremio, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Mortensen, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director E. Colley, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Planbeck, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Ford, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Cooper, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Atkins, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Kelly, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director K. Colley, how do you vote?
Yes.
Vice President Gladbeck, how do you vote?
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit, how do you vote?
Yes.
President Martin, how do you vote?
Yes.
The agenda is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we move forward, Mr. Martin, could I just say one thing about the public comment?
Sure.
Would that be all right? It's my understanding of the Brown Act that you can't give one group of people a longer time to speak than another group. And while I completely understand how you're being careful to make sure that the folks from on the Central Park issue and the Saga Strong and have lost their children and you wanted to give them ample time to speak, I don't think that's entirely legal. It's moot because no one chose to speak, but it's another agenda item. And I'm just saying that while you may want to give them 4 minutes, you would have to give other people 4 minutes as well. That's my understanding of the Brown Act.
All right, thank you very much. I would hope that Mr. Byrne would have advised me of that issue. So I will keep that in mind.
Yeah, and I would just say I think that's generally how you want to do it. There's an equitable component to it. If there's no objection from people who are there, you certainly can provide more time to some people. But generally, I think Director Planbeck is right. You want to provide equal opportunity for people.
Very good.
Again, it's not written in stone. There could be some flexibility provided that those who want to comment are okay with it.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Director Planbeck, for pointing that out. All right, let's move to item five, consent calendar. We have three items on the consent calendar. Do I have a motion for approval of the consent calendar?
It's Director Cooper, so I'll move the consent calendar.
Moved by Director Cooper.
Second, Mortensen.
Director Mortensen,
Director
second.
Director K. Colley.
I think Director Mortensen beat you to the punch, Kathy. So, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Director Kelly, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Atkins, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Cooper, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director E. Colley, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Mortensen, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director K. Colley, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Ford, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Plambeck, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director DePremio, how do you vote?
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit, how do you vote?
Yes.
Vice President Gladbeck, how do you vote?
Yes.
President Martin, how do you vote?
Yes.
The consent calendar is approved, and that's resolution number SCV-180.
I was negligent in asking for public comment. Is there any public comment with regard to consent calendar tonight? Hearing none, we'll move to item six, consideration and approval of board committee appointments. Item 6.1 is authorized director participation in the California Special District Association committees. CSDA asks us to provide board authorization for members who wish to participate on committees of the CSDA. We have three members of the board who would like to participate, myself, Director Atkins, and Director Kelly. And I would like to point out that my request for Professional Development Committee and Member Services Committee, two committees always meet the same day, so it's not like having two separate days and two separate per diem. So just so you know. So with that, I would ask for a motion for approval of item 6.1.
So moved, Director Ford.
Motion Jerry, second.
Motion by Director Ford, second by Director Gladbach. Are there any questions or discussion? Is there any public comment before we call for the vote? Hearing none, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Director Mortensen, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Atkins, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Plambeck, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Ford, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director E. Colley, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Kelly, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director K. Colley, how do you vote? I'll come back to Director K. Colley. Director Cooper, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director DePremio, how do you vote?
Yes.
Vice President Gladbeck, how do you vote?
Yeah. Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes.
President Martin, is that you, Director K. Colley? Come back. Director or President Martin, how do you vote?
Yes.
Try one more time. Director K. Colley, how do you vote? This item passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we can move on to item seven. This is a report from the October 26, 2020 Central Park Ad Hoc Committee meeting. Chairman Cooper, will you provide us with the report?
Thank you, President Martin. First off, I'd like to just let people know that we have an ad hoc committee that's been put together to review this item. This is the committee is made up of Directors R.J. Kelly, Director Ed Colley, Director Dan Mortensen, Director Maria Gutzeit, and myself as chair of the committee. It was apparent to me after our last board meeting when public comment, that there were a number of people that seemed to be confused as to why is the water agency even involved in this when the issue is Central Park and the city. The water agency owns the land that Central Park is built on. We lease the land to the city. I think it's approximately 105 acres. And I believe the grand sum of what we lease that for every year is $100. We wanted this land to be used as a buffer between ourselves, the water treatment plant up on the hill, and the housing community. What we didn't want is that land to ever be put into developed into houses or anything else. And we felt that a park was a very good use for that land. As a part of this lease, we put in the lease agreement that the water agency was to have final approval on all signage, including the name of the park. And the primary reason, I was involved in the lease way back when, and the primary reason for this is we did not want the park named after some political figure or some city executive figure. We wanted the park to be the community's park, and that's where we came in agreement with the city, and we named it Central Park as opposed to naming it after somebody. With that said, the committee has met on October 26th and started discussions on the proposal that was sent over by the city to the water agency. The city's proposal is to modify the entry monuments into the Central Park. Well, there are a number of different opinions on what we were doing. The one thing that we all agreed on is the monument coming into the park is also the business monument, and it's the business signage for the water agency whose headquarters is up on the hill. So we need to have a business need to have that monument there and have it to where people that are coming for business to the water agency know where to turn. It's not just a park, that it is Central Park, and it's put up by Santa Clarita Water or Santa Clarita Water and the city of Santa Clarita. So that was an important part of the discussions that we had. While we've not completed our discussions, what we would like to do is we hope to meet with city representatives to talk about the issue. Once we've completed this process with the city, we hope to bring back to the board a recommendation, hopefully at the next board meeting. If not, it'll be the board meeting after that, depending on how soon we can meet with the city. But we're moving forward. We're not dropping the item. These things do take time, and there are a number of people that need to be involved in it as well. So that's kind of where we are, Mr. Martin, Mr. President.
Thank you, Director Cooper. At this time, I'll ask again, are there any public comments? We did receive one written comment on the item that has been posted on the SCV Water website and on board. So with that, are there any further public comments with regard to item 7, the Central Park Ad Hoc Committee?
Yes, this is Joan Dunn. I have some comments.
Please proceed, Ms. Dunn.
Okay, I did send an email, and I made a big mistake. It's a young man and a young lady that were killed in that tragic situation. But I wanted to I had suggested banners, and the banners could be in that general area. People would be able to see that. I know that the veterans are doing that sort of thing, and I had sent that email to your committee. But what I also now hear is that they want to put some stone pillars or pillars in addition to the names on the monument signs, and I think that is overdoing it. In fact, I talked to somebody who said, what are they trying to do, make that a cemetery? Well, that was an interesting comment, but I thought that it would be overkill. You know, I certainly feel sorry for those people. After all, I've lost three of my own children, so I can sympathize with them and in the way that they were killed. But I do feel that we don't have to go overboard on this. I understand some of this is done behind the scenes, and I think it should be a process that's open to the public so that some of the public could have some ideas about how they feel about it. And I feel also with those flag type signs that people would be able to see them as they go back and forth on Bokeh Canyon Road. So anyway, those are my thoughts on it, and I certainly don't want to offend those parents that have lost those children, because I certainly understand that. But I don't think that we should have an over, it's like overly doing it. I would like at least those comments to be understood. Thank you.
You're on mute, President Martin.
I'm sorry, I'm muted. Thank you, Ms. Dunn. I'll repeat again. I think the entire ad hoc committee did hear your comments and will take those into consideration. So are there any further public comments on item 7, the ad hoc committee meeting? Hearing none, we'll move to item 8, General Manager's Report.
Hello, I think there was a long line of people waiting to speak. This is Steve Petzold. I live in the Saugus area. I'm a self-described open government advocate. I really believe that the city was did a terrible job of bringing this before you. I've pointed out that their actual motion called for adding to the name of Central Park. It was not adding to the signage. I think that you have to look at this very, very closely. I have had an opportunity to review the package which was given to the ad hoc committee. I received that as part of the California Public Records request. One thing that really jumped out at me is that at the August 25th meeting of the city council, there were four proposals for how the city could address the issue. One of those was to change the signage for Central Park and add the words in memoriam of Gracie Mulberger and Dominic Blackwell. Another one was to design and construct a memorial at Central Park. So what I see you doing now is, and then in Ken Striplin's letter to Matt Stone, that was the first time that I saw any official notice that they were planning on building two obelisks 10 to 12 feet tall right in front of the entrance, right behind the entrance near the butterfly. In fact, I did send a picture to April earlier today showing that the city has already drawn out the diagram of where it will be and how big it will be. So I really believe that the city is squeezing you by going ahead and making changes without your permission. They should have received your permission subject to the MOU to add to the naming before they did that. So I do believe that if you, the two items should be combined, and you need to address that with the city, that is adding to the signage as well as the obelisks. I would like to have an answer from one of you tonight, rather whether the placement of the obelisks would require your permission. Since they aren't signs, there may be an out for them to place the obelisks without getting the permission of the water board. And I do feel that that is inappropriate. I'm also concerned about you having two meetings, or a meeting with the city that was outside the view of the public. Ad hoc committees do have the ability to meet without giving public notice, but that you are not precluded from giving public notice. So I do ask that you publicly notice when you are meeting with the city and allow the public to see that discussion. There is no reason for this deal to go on behind closed doors. I do agree with Ms. Dunn that any memorial that is placed there needs to be appropriate in size. And if you're looking at 2 12-foot obelisks as you enter Central Park, I don't believe there's any reason for you to change the signage. That is an adequate memorial. I also wanted to note that the father of one of the victims indicated that I do not have a background in psychology, so I should not have brought forth the fact that we needed to have an idea of how the signage, as a constant reminder to people in the public, would impact the victims. Every time I drive by Saugus High School, I am reminded of that terrible event on November 14th. And I was advised by a member of the Hart District that they had been advised by experts that there should be not a prominent placement of a memorial in front of the public. So that was why I had referenced it in my letter, and I thank you and wish you a good evening. And Mr. Mortensen, that's a really nice airplane. I've been distracted by it the whole time I'm looking at this thing. So you're a lucky man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gary, you're on mute.
Sorry about that. Are there any other, by the way, thank you, Steve, for your comment. I appreciate it. Are there any other further public comments on item 7 before we move on? Hearing none, we move on.
This is Ed Colley. I'd like to provide a little clarification for Mr. Petzold's question, if I could.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think he asked a direct question, and I think it would be correct to say that the water agency does not, in the MOU, control what's actually on the ground, so to speak, at the park. The city is free under the MOU to place whatever they think appropriate for a park, and we do not have any control or veto authority over it. I think that would be correct. So just in reference to this question, that would answer be appropriate.
Just maybe add a clarification. There are some categories, I believe, in the MOU that are not permitted, but I don't believe this would fall into one of those categories.
Thank you, Mr. Stone. Thank you, Ed. Is there any other further public comment before we move on to item 8? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 8, General Manager's Report on Activities and Projects and Programs. Mr. Stone.
Well, since I know everybody got to bed really early last night and had a full night's sleep, I'm going to skip the report tonight and have mercy on you all. We'll see you at the next meeting.
Thank you, Matt. Very much appreciated there. All right, we move on to item 9. This is the committee meeting recap reports for informational purposes only. Three of these meeting reports in your packet. Are there any questions regarding those that you'd like to ask the staff at this time? Hearing none, is there any public comment on item 9? Which includes items 9.1, 9.2, and 9.3. Hearing none, we'll move to item 10, written reports for informational purposes only. Once again, we have items 10.1, 10.2, 3, 4, and 5, written reports for informational purposes only. Are there any questions from the board on those reports? Is there any public comment on items 10, all the items listed under item 10. Hearing none, I'll move to President's Report and see if I can find my President's Report. very good.
It's on your script.
I got it. I just had to find where it was buried. Thank you. All right. There will be a regular board meeting on December 1st. We have an update on the following virtual meetings: the Southern California Water Coalition 36th annual event and award presentation November 12th at 3:30 p.m. And we have the Aqua Fall virtual conference is on December 2 through December 3. And that concludes my president's report. Move on to item 12, AB 1234 reports. We have a number of AB 1234 reports in your packet. Are there any other AB 1234 reports that directors would like to provide tonight? Hearing none, I have a brief one that I...
Actually, I do, Mr. President, sorry. This is Director Atkins.
Go ahead, BJ.
Thank you. I wasn't able to attend that virtual series on October 20th, as I recall. I did attend the October 21st session with Keitlinger. I think I reported out on that last time.
Okay.
Go ahead. And the 25th annual member policymakers virtual reception for AWAVC. Our own Mauricio Guardado won the Person of the Year Award. Pretty amazing. Yes, I attended the State of the City. I think I might have reported out on that. And then the California Drinking Water Regulations was a session early in the morning, just a couple days ago. It was attended by, I think there were 67 people on the call, and it went into a deep dive into PFAS and other regulations that are facing, that we're facing. And with my background in water quality, it was helpful to be able to attend, and I appreciate the time. Thank you. You're muted again, Gary.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, PJ. I do have unless there's another AB 1234 report that a director would like to provide, I do have one, a brief one, November 3, and I forgot most of my notes at home tonight, but I do recall the subject matter. It was a very, very interesting program. It was the Aqua Region 8 virtual event, developing a recycled water supply through regional partnerships. It focused on three separate projects and emphasize the need and the benefit of collaboration with partners: the Las Virgenes Pure Water Project, the Las Virgenes Triunfo JPA Pure Water Project, the Metropolitan Water District Recycled Water Project, the partnership with LA Sanitation, which will eventually become the largest advanced water treatment plant in the world, actually. Their partnership with LA Sanitation District. And the third project is the LADWP Hyperion Treatment Project, which they will convert all of Hyperion's effluent into recycled water use. So three very, very aggressive, large involved projects. And the program was very well done. Steve Boyce was the chair of the meeting, and very well done by Region 8. So that's my report.
I attended that one also.
It was very good.
President Martin, this is Bill, Director Cooper. Yes. I also, Region 8 program, excellent program, and the value of recycled water is becoming more and more important in California.
Right.
This is Jerry. I also attended. I thought it was great, especially the three different types of projects.
It was excellent. Well done. With that, we'll move on to item 13, director's reports. Do we have any director reports tonight? All right, hearing none, we do have a closed session. You were provided with the call-in number for closed session. We will take a 5-minute break, and we will leave the GoToMeeting format and dial into the meeting for the closed session. And reminder, please be somewhere that's not near anyone in your household, because it is a closed session. And we will take a brief 5 minute or less break, and we will have a closed session.
President Martin, I just wanted to announce that we're going into closed session for item 14.1, which is conference of legal counsel anticipated litigation as stated in the agenda.
Very good. Thank you, Joe. All right.
As I call your name, please stay present. Director Kelly, are you present? Director Kelly, are you present? I'm back to Director Kelly. Director Ford, are you present?
Present.
Director DePremio, are you present?
Present.
Director Kay Colley, are you present?
Present.
Director E. Colley, are you present?
I am here.
Director Plumbeck, are you present?
Yes, I'm here.
Director Cooper, are you present?
Present.
Director Atkins, are you present?
Present.
Director Mortensen, are you present?
Present.
Director Kelly, are you present? Vice President Gladbeck, are you present?
Present.
Vice President Gutzeit, are you present?
Yes.
President Martin, are you present?
Present.
Thank you.
Okay, item 15, Joe Byrne, would you like to make closed session announcements?
Yes, thank you, President Martin. I'd report that there was no action that was taken by the board that was reportable. Actually, no action taken during closed session or anything that is reportable.
Very good. Are there any public comments regarding item 15? Hearing none, we move to item 16, director requests for approval for event attendance. Are there any requests for event attendance? Hearing none, we move to item 17, requests for future agenda items. Are there any requests for future agenda items?
I submitted a letter from the GSA today, and that's going to be moved into December, I think, President Martin.
Yes, we've received the letter, right.
Thank you.
What was the letter concerning? Was that the bouquet one?
Yes, BJ, would you like to?
Yes. Sure. The GSA, it is about the Bouquet Reservoir releases and Bouquet Canyon being flooded. And it's a GSA concern, but it's also, more importantly, a public safety concern. The letter that I've sent, that I've had April send to all the board members, explains the issue in some detail, and it asks for this board to take it up as soon as we can. And I think it'll be moved into December, and we need to just find a resolution and get this thing moving. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you,
DJ. You know, I would, in preparation for that, I would ask that there be a report about the multi-agency commission that has already been formed to work on this issue and the work that's already been done on this. Because, you know, there has been years of meetings between the various agencies, and I feel like we are getting into something that has been ongoing and close to resolution with the various parties. And I'm not sure the board is completely cognizant of all the work that's been done in the past. And I'm wondering if there could be a report on that. If we're going to be making a decision about a letter, I think everybody should be aware of what's happened.
That's the nature of the letter. If the board would just read the letter, it'll explain in detail. The whole process has ground to a halt, and it has for a number of years. And I'm asking for all the data to be presented and a demonstration be made so that further delays can be supported. That's the problem. So I think if this board and our agency has a role to play, and that's what I'm asking for the board to consider. That's all.
All right, we will take it under consideration.
Hello, this is Joan Dunn, and I would like to know what's in that letter. I have no clue what you guys are talking about, and doesn't that letter become public? Can you explain it to me, please?
We'll send it to her.
Well, I think Director,
as far as I'm concerned, I don't have a problem sending it to her. It explains that there's been a problem with the releases, a reduction in the releases from Bokeh Reservoir, which has resulted in a water rights dispute, I would say it that way, downstream, and it cannot be resolved apparently because of some sensitive species concerns. And there's a number of agencies that have studied the issue, and they're stuck at an impasse. And I'm suggesting that the SCB Water Agency step in and see what can be done, what their role should be, and how they might be able to be a catalyst to move this issue forward and take care of the issue. In the meantime, this board has already approved an alternate water supply for places like Lark Ranch and Lily of the Valley Trailer Park. And that's all. We're getting into too far. We've got to pick it up.
We're out of hand here. I think we're good to probably we've queued it up enough.
Limit the discussion with regard to what's in the future, and not discuss the item.
Hey, Joe, can I ask a question?
Sure, Jerry. As long as it doesn't go into too much more detail on the issue, we're supposed to be just saying the agenda.
I'd like to get a report from the county public works as to what their latest information. I think that's what Lynn's asking for.
Yes, that's what I'm asking. County public works, and I'd like to know what the Forest Service is saying, because all those agencies were involved. And so I think it's important if Mr. Atkins feels that it's come to a halt that we hear from them. I just want to hear the other side of it in addition to our side of it. That's all.
All right.
I think tonight's discussion is just to get it on the agenda. Steve Cole is well aware of the request, having since it came from the GSA board. And I believe we are doing some background work to try to have some of that information ready, which is one of the reasons we pushed it out to December, so we'd have a little more information for. And certainly at that meeting, there can be extensive discussion about follow-up or other communication. This is meant to put some sunlight on the process and the situation and allow exploration of how we could be constructive in helping, if at all.
Yeah, I'm just concerned that we're not getting the full story, and therefore we are going to decide to be constructive where maybe we would have thought differently if we knew more about it. That's all. And that's why I'm really concerned about public works, and particularly public works, I think.
Okay, I think that's enough discussion on that to establish the future agenda item. So with that, are there any other requests for future agenda items? Director Cooper.
I have a request for agenda item. I just have a comment that I'd like to make, if I can.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, first off, I want to congratulate Director Martin, Colley, and Atkins on their re-election to the board. It's good to see you back. But the one I really want to say is I am so very sorry that we're losing Maria Gutzeit from the board. I have thoroughly enjoyed working with her. She has been an excellent director, and it's a shame that she's not going to be on the board. I keep hoping they'll come up with another 300 ballots somewhere and fix this, but I'm going to miss you on the board, Maria.
Well, this is Lynn Plantek, and I would like to second that and second the congratulations, but I would also like to welcome the new people. I think we are going to have an interesting board with some new people on it, and I don't think we should be saying congratulatory or salutary, making salutary statements without welcoming the new board too. So I want to do that.
And I would like to say, I don't think the decision has been made yet. I think we're premature in this entire discussion.
That's the reason I didn't say anything. I was hoping that the the count is continuing on, and until they stop counting, I think we're going to keep hoping that we'll keep Director Groot, Vice President Grootside. So,
in the spirit of future agenda items, I think we can wait for the final certified results, and then we can set up an agenda item to congratulate and thank all parties.
Very good. Point of well taken, Mr. Burns.
Very lawyer.
Yes. Well, yes, this is Frank Bloomfield.
With that, if we don't have any further requests for future agenda items, we are now have arrived at item 18, adjournment. And we
hello, this is Frank Blackwell. Can you hear me?
What is that?
This is Frank Blackwell.
Oh, Mr. Blackwell, yes. Would you like to say something at this time?
Yes, just a quick question. Myself and Brian Muehlberger were wondering if there had been any decision made on item number 7.
Well, on item number 7, Mr. Director Cooper, who is the chair of the ad hoc committee, simply gave a status update on what the ad hoc committee was doing. The ad hoc committee is not yet ready to discuss anything with the full board, but they will bring it back as soon as they're ready to discuss it with the full board. Unless, Mr. Director Cooper, would you like to add anything to that?
No, I think that covered. We're still meeting on it.
Yes.
Okay. Is there an estimated time which you seek to meet a resolution for that, or we're just looking for? We've never been through this before, obviously, so we're just looking for any kind of guidance and next steps.
We're hoping that the next meeting or the one after that we should have a recommendation for the board.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Blackwell. With that, unless there's something else to hear, we are ready to adjourn, and we do not need a vote to adjourn, so we are hereby adjourned. Thank you all.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night. Good
night. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good job, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yes.